to what have you devoted your life and career to since the revolution?
After the 1979 revolution in Iran, I have dedicated my life and my profession to defending those whose human rights have been violated in Iran.
Do you see anything in the current Iranian leadership that would indicate the possibility of progress or rights for women?
Under the present conditions, I don't think so. I think that women have even lost a few of the rights that they had. For example, in the past, women could play musical instruments. However, recently, a number of concerts have been canceled due to the fact that women were playing instruments, musical instruments.
Would you think possibly that recent negotiations with the West, specifically the nuclear agreement with the U.S., be any indication that Iran might be possibly looking at moving in the right direction as far as with civil rights?
After the signature of the nuclear deal, the leader of Iran announced that nothing is going to change, neither in domestic nor in international policy. And we have seen that the situation of human rights has deteriorated. For example, two underage people were executed in Iran in the last week, and this even resulted in Mr. Ban Ki-moon, the UN Secretary General's objection to the matter.
Iran is not alone in restricting rights and opportunity for women. There are other Muslim nations, some of which are allies of the West, like Saudi Arabia, where women are treated as second-class citizens. How much of this do you believe is a function of Islam as it is practiced in the Middle East versus the policies of one country, namely the Iranian government?
Like any other religion, Islam has different interpretations. For example, in the West, we see some churches accept abortion, some don't. The churches are all Christian churches. It is true that the discriminatory laws in Iran and Saudi Arabia are misogynistic. However, this is not true about all Islamic countries. For example, in Tunisia, for example, in Morocco, there are much better laws for women.
Can you tell our listeners what you hope average Americans do with your message?
مردم آمریکا بایستی به سیاستمداران خودشون بگویند که از فروش
اسلحه. The people of America have to ask their politicians not to sell arms to countries that are involved in wars. Today in the news I read that Saudi Arabia had purchased $11 billion worth of warships from America.
One more question, if I could. In January of 2006, you were instrumental in establishing the Nobel Women's Initiative. How is the Nobel Women's Initiative going right now?
خوشبختانه NWI خیلی خوب فعالیت میکنه در زمینه‌های مختلف ما.
Fortunately, NWI is working very well. Among its activities is the fact that we bring together women activists from different parts of the world. And we also have a campaign, which is to stop rape in conflict, which is working very, very well.
Thank you very much, Dr. Ibadi, for speaking with us today.
You're welcome.